Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but around the world, but also to welcome to the programme four exciting, talented individuals who are going to play Just a Minute. And they are, seated on my right, Paul Merton and Jenny Eclair, and seated on my left, Graham Norton and Zoe Lyons. Please welcome all four of them. And if you don't allow, I'm going to ask them to speak on a subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Beside me sits Sarah Sharp, who's going to help me with the score. She'll run the stopwatch for me, and she will blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And we begin the show with Paul Merton. Paul, opening night, something we've all experienced. Talk about it if you can, starting now.
Opening nights can be rather traumatic. I suppose it depends on the show that you're appearing in. Last Christmas, I was in the pantomime at Wimbledon Theatre, playing the part of Widow Twankey in Aladdin. And I remember the opening night particularly well, because when you're in a panto, things can run...
Jenny, challenge?
Double panto.
No,
oh, sorry, there's another adjudicator on the front. she said no before Sarah could. It's extraordinary.
No, it is.
Apologies, Paul.
No,
apologies,
you said pantomime
everybody.
The first time and panto second. So, Jenny, an incorrect challenge. Yeah, Paul has a point. Worry. Keeps the subject. And there are 44 seconds still available, starting now.
Whereas my recent theatrical experience, which finished just the other day, was an improvised comedy performance featuring myself and four other people. And what a tremendous piece of fun it was. But no opening night nerves, because you don't really have time to be nervous. There isn't anything to worry about. The show doesn't exist. And so for all intents and purposes, doing something where you're making it up when you go along is easier than something that you've learned, or something.
Zoe, you challenge first.
There were a couple of somethings in
there.
Somethings there. Zoe, there are 17 seconds still available. Opening night is a subject starting now.
My most memorable opening night was when I was 9 years old in my primary school. I was in a nativity play playing the marvellous part of the innkeeper's wife. Unfortunately, the innkeeper had got the day
So, Graham, you challenge first.
Did I hear a second innkeeper?
No, it was innkeeper and innkeepers. It was singular and plural, which nobody else on the panel seems to have noticed. But
why? It was curse you, Merton. I'd have got away with it if it wasn't pesky Merton.
He's absolutely right, though, isn't he?
It was innkeeper and innkeepers.
That's right, it was, apostrophe S. Right.
Yes.
Give Graham a bonus point, because we were sorry for him. Zoe, you have a point for an incorrect challenge, and you have 5 seconds on opening night, starting now.
Unfortunately, Mary and the baby Jesus also didn't turn up on that occasion.
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point, and on this occasion, it was Zoe Lyons. Right. Jenny Eclair, would you begin the next round? The subject we've got here is a beach holiday. I'm sure you've had many of them. Talk about one or all of them, if you can, in this game, starting now.
Well, what a coincidence, because I recently returned from a beach holiday, a week with my trotters up on the Greek island of Skiathos. There I sat on a luxury lounger in my size 14 polka dot swimsuit with the hidden tummy control panel bursting at every seam, sipping lager. A tiny voice in my head going, can you really afford this? Maybe you should go indoors and write several thousand words to justify your existence in this paradise. One goes on a beach.
Oh, Paul, you challenged.
Well, I thought it was a hesitation.
I thought it was a hesitation too.
I thought it was a breath, but that's fine.
So, Paul, you have a correct challenge. The point, of course. 21 seconds are still available, starting now.
I was 10 years old. Great Yarmouth was ahead of me. As I stepped off the train, I realised that this beach holiday was going to be the best holiday in my young life.
Zoe Chan.
Sorry, that's deviation. I've been to Great Yarmouth.
It was 50 years ago. It was great 50 years ago. It was lovely.
But I'm not going to give it against you, because otherwise I'm going to get all those letters from people in Great Yarmouth. telling me how wonderful the place is. So, Paul, another point to you. 10 seconds, a beach holiday starting now.
The donkey derby caught my attention. Each one of the donkeys was lined up next to the one next to her.
Oh, you tried so hard to get out of it.
Yeah,
right.
I did, yeah.
And Jenny got in first with 3 seconds to go. Ooh. On a beach holiday starting now.
God, I love the sand, sea and sun.
At the end of that round, Paul Merton and Zoe Lyons are equal in the lead, ahead of Jenny Clare and then Graham Norton. Zoe, we'd like you to begin the next round. The subject is painting and decorating, starting now.
My greatest skill is not painting and decorating.
Graham, you challenged.
There was a slight hesitation.
There was a slight hesitation.
Oh, that was just me gearing up. I was doing the prep before the painting and decorating. That's what you've got to do. I was merely masking up my mouth.
I know, Dan, but when I say the next person to speak is Zoe Lyons, that's when you take the breath in, ready to go, when I say starting now.
See, I've got quite big lungs, Nicholas, so it takes me longer to fill them. So that's what happened there.
That gesture you're making is not a major...
Sorry, that's...
Graham, a correct challenge. You have painting and decorating as a subject, and there are 58 seconds available starting now.
Give me a cushion, I will scatter it. Give me a rug, I will throw it. Oh,
Zoe,
yes.
You've got it back.
I see what I did there.
Give me back the subject.
And you've got it back. Painting and decorating is back with you, Zoe, and 54 seconds available. Starting now.
I once tried to replace a rail in the bathroom and did such a bad job of it, we had to redecorate the entire room, which cost way over £2,000, which was way more than the actual...
Graham, you got in first.
A repetition of way.
Yes, there was too much way there. 45 seconds still available, Graham. Painting and decorating starting now.
I was a star pupil in woodwork. Yes, I really was. Back home, my mother has a lovely stool covered with plastic.
Paul Chalmers.
So this is woodwork?
Yeah.
It's not painted and decorated?
But it is, because I'm making things to decorate my beautiful home. But my mother's house wouldn't look the same without that stool.
Did you
Graham,
paint it, Graham?
You didn't establish...
Yes, I did. With varnish.
You didn't establish that.
Didn't
you
I?
Went on about making this stool and
how
everything.
How long was I talking for? I didn't establish that.
18 seconds.
Oh, that's quite a long time, in fact. Yeah, right.
So, Paul, a correct challenge, and there are 38 seconds still available. Painting and decorating starting now.
The hardest paint to mix is striped. And so if you get very lucky, you get hold of some black and some white and put it all together in...
Do you need a challenge?
Some.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
Too many sums, yeah. Right. Correct challenge, 30 seconds still available. Painting and decorating starting now.
I would like to design a range of paints based on my mood. Maybe furious tangerine temper, sulky blue, bored grey, invisible middle-aged me. I would paint my house...
Paul challenge.
Invisible paint, is that a good idea?
It's same as striped. In the same way that you had striped, I've got invisible paint. Like tartan paint, which was going to be my next one.
Oh. Off you go, then. Don't let me stop
Jennifer,
you.
The benefit of the doubt to you, Jenny. And you've still got painting and decorating, and 13 seconds starting now.
Of course, the thing with painting and decorating is you must prepare first. Otherwise...
Paul challenge.
Well, deviation, you said your next one was going to be tartan paint. And you didn't mention tartan paint. You went on to preparation of paint and decorating.
I was going to rub down, and then I was going to tartan paint it up.
So you were going to do something else before you mentioned the tartan paint.
Is that
paint.
Deviation?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, in a way, Paul, she just started off on a different tack.
Yeah, that's true.
She's still on the subject of painting and decorating.
Sure.
So I would be very harsh if I give it against her. She has the benefit of the doubt. And 7 seconds still available for you. Painting and decorating starting now.
The hardest painting and decorating job.
Graham challenge.
Repetition of hardest?
Yes, you talked about the hardest before.
Oh, I can't remember. This
and
game
I could be wrong.
This game just gets increasingly difficult as one gets older. I've no idea what I've said.
Anyway, Graham, you've got him with 5 seconds to go on painting and decorating starting now.
Sanding it down is very important. I remember that as a child. They would...
So Graham Norton was then speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point, and Graham Norton, we're with you to begin the next round. Back in my day... 60 seconds if you need it, starting now.
Back in my day, I probably wouldn't have been given this subject because I was young. Now that I'm a craggy, grey-haired, baggy-eyed old man, it's quite fitting.
Jenny Challenge.
Deviation, you've always been baggy-eyed.
I've grown into them. Now they're age appropriate.
That's true.
Jenny, if you'd said that's not true, out of kindness to Graham, I would not have allowed it. But you've just been rude, weren't you?
I'm quite unfactual. Rude and factual.
Yeah. But affectionately rude.
Yes, but we'll give you a bonus point because we enjoyed the interruption. So, Graham, you've still got the subject and a point because you were interrupted. Back in my day, starting now.
Back in my day, I had energy to burn, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, the candle could be burnt at both.
Oh, Zoe Chance.
No, sorry, I was trigger happy. Yeah. I was trigger happy. Trigger, it was burnt and burnt.
Apologies. Yes.
Apologies.
Yeah, it was really skillful of me, right?
I do feel I was. It was slowing a bit there, wasn't it? The candle was so struggling to get going out of it.
So, Graham, another point to you. 43 seconds still available. Back in my day, starting now.
Back in my day, cinema was my passion. I would love going to see the movies, or the moving pictures, as we called them back in my day. They were black and white, and my mother would play the piano in front of the screen to entertain us, because there was no sound. Back in my day, we loved that sort of thing. Back in my day, we ate bread, because potatoes were scarce.
Zoom.
It was the famine, of course. You will call that from your history books. Back in my day.
Sorry.
Before that beautiful soliloquy, there was a bit of a hesitation there, I thought.
I didn't notice any hesitation. You kept going and going.
Oh, did you?
Are you sure?
Back in my day seemed to get longer and longer.
No, I think he gets the benefit of the doubt.
Okay,
so he gets
apologize.
A point for an incorrect challenge. 20 seconds still available, Graham.
Wait, let's just establish. How many seconds left?
20.
Wow, God.
Okay, let's do it. Okay. 20 seconds. Huh?
It's amazing how long a minute is until you play this game. Right. 20 seconds, Graham. See if you can keep going. And back in my day, starting now.
Back in my day, I started talking about this, and that was a very long time ago. I can't quite recall the things I have previously said about Mac in my day, so now have to be rather careful and circumspect about the topic of which I am.
Oh, Jenny, you challenged me.
Just drying up. He was hesitating.
And yes, unfortunately.
Breaking down, really, mentally.
And unfortunately, you paused with 2 seconds to go.
Back in my day, that wouldn't have been allowed.
So, Jenny, 2 seconds you've got. Back in my day, starting now.
Back in my day, Top of the Pops was...
So, Jenny, Claire was then speaking as a whistle wind, gained a point for that, and she's increased her lead at the end of the round. And Paul Merton, we're back with you to begin. Ah, lovely subject. Louis Armstrong. Tell us something about that great musician and talent, starting now.
Well, he has the claim to be one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century. Before Louis Armstrong started playing solo trumpet, jazz bands tended to be like marching groups, where each instrument was playing the same refrain over and many times again. So Louis Armstrong broke away from that. His great hero was a fellow trumpeter called King Oliver, and Louis followed him to New York, where he started to play in the clubs there, and soon people were absolutely enchanted by what he was doing. If you listen to a track called Potato Head Blues, made around about 1932, I think, you can hear the superb Louis Armstrong musicianship coming back to you through all those decades and feeling as fresh as if it had been recorded yesterday. Louis Armstrong is remembered for many songs, particularly things like Hello Dolly, and that was a great hit for him in the 1960s. But it's as a pioneer of syncopated music that he should be remembered.
Well, Paul, that was most impressive and very interesting as well. You were speaking as a whistle wind, gained a point for that, and you also get a point for not being interrupted and keeping going, but you're still in third place. Out in the lead, Jenny Eclair and Graham Norton, but they're 2 points ahead only of Paul and 3 or 4 more of Zoe Lyons. Jenny, your turn to begin. What a contrast. From Louis Armstrong, we go to fish and chips. That is the subject, Jenny. 60 seconds if you need it, starting now.
Fish and chips is one of my favourite meals, best eaten in a seaside resort where the catch is local and fresh. Big cod in batter, flabby chips, and mushy peas. Let's get some colour in there. Other options might be pan-fried salmon with zucchini chips. That's very modern. Or you might go for grilled calamari with sweet potato wedges, variations on the fish and chip.
Graham challenge.
I would call that a deviation. Well. If somebody said, come over for fish and chips, and they got me calamari and sweet potato fries... No!
Yes!
No! No!
I love
no.
it
to...
Jenny, can you justify it?
Well, it is... We are talking about a creature from the sea which
that isn't a fish.
Do you know what? I'm not quite sure. What the hell are they? They're very... It is... I'm talking about octopus, aren't I? It's calamari, am I right?
Yes.
Squid. Baby squid, baby
okay,
squid.
It's not a fish, is it?
Cephalopod.
Is it a mammal?
Cephalopod. A thingy... A cephalopod.
I don't want you interrupting
sorry.
Now. Just because you know. But I would say it is from the sea.
I knew this was going to be a controversial subject.
I think I should be given the benefit of the doubt, but maybe Graham should be given a point for interrupting and being quite funny.
And baggy eyes. Exactly. We're not forgetting it. We're not forgetting it.
Baggy I would eye. Do exactly as Jenny suggested. She gets the benefit of the doubt, she keeps the subject and a point, and Graham gets one because he enjoyed his interruption. All right, everybody's happy now, I hope.
I'm not happy.
I'm happy.
Jenny's happy.
Yeah, I'm right. Fine, for the time being.
So, Jenny, we're still with you on fish and chips. 28 seconds available, starting now.
Back in my day, all the teenagers used to congregate around the chippy and boys would throw chips at the girls they fancied. How I longed to have some potato thrown in my face, even if it had vinegar that went in my eye. But most...
Poor challenge.
Was it a repetition of throne?
Throw a throne. Throw and
throw. Oh, throw and throw, is it?
Yes. Jenny, incorrect challenge. Another point to you. 9 seconds available. Fish and chips, starting now.
I like them wrapped in newspaper, which is illegal now. Do you remember eating fish and chips off the Prime Minister's face?
So, Jenny Clare, speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point and has increased her lead at the end of the round. And Zoe Lyons, we're with you to begin. And the subject now is game shows. 60 seconds if you need it, starting now.
Surely the greatest game show of all time was Sale of the Century. And in what can only be described as Britain's version of Las Vegas, Norwich, and hosted by our very own Nicholas Parsons. Oh. It was a tremendous game show where contestants would answer questions in order to earn money with which they could buy top-end tat. My next favourite game show was the Generation Game.
Paul, you challenge first.
Hesitation, sadly.
I'm afraid, yes, I was enjoying it.
Nice to get a mention, isn't it, Nicholas?
Yeah.
Just for younger listeners, which century was it? Just for younger listeners.
Paul, that was the title of the show.
Oh, was it?
Sale of the Century.
Oh, was it, really?
But it was in this century.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I'm so old, I forget. It was the last one. Paul, you had a correct challenge. Mm. And there are 31 seconds for you to tell us something about game shows starting now.
One of the biggest game shows on American television is called Jeopardy, and there's a gentleman who's been on that show who has been winning for the last 3 or 4 weeks. I believe he's just been knocked out, but he has created a record which has been standing for some 28 years, which he has broken for the number of questions that he has...
Graham challenge.
Repetition of broken. The record was broken and then you
just
said
yes, you're quite right, yeah. Graham. Ooh. Ooh. And you have game shows and 14 seconds starting now.
Daytime television is a cornucopia of game shows and some of them are remarkable. There's that one that has the little pennies.
Jenny challenge.
That one that has that. It was a bit petty. I take it back. I take it back. I want to take it back.
I'll just cry my baggy eyes out.
I like to prostrate myself on...
You like to do what? Aren't you being paid enough to do the gig?
Jenny, I admire your acuity in being so quick, but I also admire your generosity in giving it back.
I'd like to give it back.
It was a little bit, yes. And so Graham gets the point. 5 seconds of Graham for you on game shows starting now.
Tipping point. It's just come to me. I'm so glad I was able to wait and remember that word.
So Graham Norton, again speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point. And we're with you, Graham, to begin.
Oh!
And the subject we've got here is box sets. 60 seconds if you want it, starting now.
I do love a box set, to the point where often the streaming service I use will say, "Are you still watching this?" Which is like your television saying, "You okay, hun?" I feel loved by the thing that is providing the programs which I watch in a series, one after another.
Paul Challenge.
Do we have a repetition of watch?
Probably.
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, listen, Paul. A correct challenge. Box sets with you. 40 seconds available, starting now.
People do binge on box sets these days, don't they? They take the time off work and sit down in front of the television and watch all 155 remaining episodes of Sale of the Century. Fantastic programme that was. I'll have the bicycle for £5 and they'd get it. And then I would think to myself, if only I had enough time in my life to watch every single box set. Think of 24, that first series starring Kiefer Sutherland many years ago. That pioneered the idea of the continuing narrative story taking place over many episodes.
Is there any challenge?
I think I heard too many's.
I don't know. Nobody else did.
I'm sure I heard a many and a many.
Well, frankly, I don't remember if you did say many because you were going at such a pace. What should I do?
Did anybody else hear too many?
I don't know.
I'm going to give the best.
Oh, somebody else heard too many. There were too many.
You had confirmation from the audience.
Yeah.
Well, wait, hang on a minute. Is this going to be a scientific poll or what? We know the dangers of asking people how they'd like to vote, but nevertheless. Yes.
I'm simply taking back control, Paul. That's all I'm doing.
No, Zoe, you did have a great challenge. And you have 8 seconds still available on box sets starting now.
My niece asked her to buy me box sets for Christmas, and I don't really like box sets at all. So in the end, what they actually did was just buy me...
Well, Zoe Lyons, speaking as a whistle went, she's moved forward. She's sitting in fourth place, but she's moved forward. And Paul Merton, it's your turn to begin. And the subject now is hobbies. Tell us something about hobbies. That's the subject, starting now.
Hobbies are a great way to pass the time, aren't they? I remember when I was 13 years old, I started to collect Standard 8 films, home movies, Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin, Laurel and Hardy. These were the stars that I had in my repertoire collection. And I would...
Jenny Challenge.
His hesitation.
No, there's no hesitation.
Well, he stopped talking. He went, oh, like that. His deviation from the subject. He just stopped. Didn't you, Paul?
No.
Oh, you smooth-tongued fibber.
I thought he was going with great pace.
Yeah, so did I, actually.
Paul, you can't do
that. How dare you call me that?
So he really did stop talking, and he went, oh.
All right, Jenny, you've convinced me. 44 seconds for you on hobbies starting now.
I'm so excited to talk about my hobbies on radio, for I have many. Yoga, 15 minutes every morning. Painting, the only thing that makes my blood pressure drop. I sit there with all my materials over the kitchen table, and I am the happiest I have ever been. Knitting is another of my hobbies. It's so great being middle-aged. Hobbies are wasted on the young. All they think about is snogging in parks. But can I just say right now, the perks of being in your 50s mean you can take up any kind of craft that...
Graham Challenge.
In their 50s?
Oi. Oi, baggy eyes. I've got about 8 months left. I've got 8 months left. until I get my card, my bus card.
Tell you what I'm going to do there, Graham. They enjoyed your interruption so much. We're going to give you a bonus point for that.
Thank you very much.
But Jenny was interrupted. She wasn't committing any of the sins of just a minute, and she still has hobbies. And 5 seconds to go, starting now.
I am also a very keen disco dancer and hula hooper.
And we're moving into the final round. I'll give you the situation as we do. Zoe Lyons, who plays with great aplomb, she's still in fourth place, but she's only just behind Paul Merton, who's 2 or 3 points behind Graham Norton, and he is 1 point behind Jenny Eclair, who's in the lead as we go into the final round. Ooh! And Jenny, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is hen parties. 60 seconds starting now.
Do you know what? I'm actually quite scared of hen parties. When you're on a high-speed intercity train and a load of women get on, start popping Prosecco at 9:30 in the morning, and you think, oh, this is going to mean shrieking. And then they get out loads of willy-shaped novelty items. And apparently this is hilarious. Well, I'm sorry, I've no sense of humour left. I'm not a hen party type of girl. Don't really like fun. When I got married 2 years ago, I had a nice early night, so I was fresh on my bridal day. In the old days, they were simple occasions, but they got complicated. These days, I was on a flight to Prague once. Whole hen...
Paul Challenge.
Did we have a repetition of days?
Probably, yes.
Yes, you did indeed, as well as a hesitation. So, Paul, you've got here with 19 seconds to go on hen parties, starting now.
As I stood alone facing the firing squad, I saw in the window behind me, as I turned, Nicholas Parsons. He'd been on a hen night with all the other women that in the barracks, and he had taken them to the town and shown them what Cairo can be like at midnight. They were enthusiastic, but more or less.
So Paul Merton brought the show to an end with a great aplomb there, and give you the final score. It's the same as when we started that round, actually. Zoe's in fourth place. Then Paul Merton, and then Graham Norton, only 1 point ahead of Paul, but Jenny Eclair is 1 point ahead of Graham Norton. So we say, Jenny, you are our winner this week. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again. Only remains for me to say thank you to these four delightful players of the game, Paul Merton, Jenny Eclair, Zoe Lyons, and Graham Norton. I thank Sarah Sharp, who's helped me keep the score, run the stopwatch, blown her whistle so elegantly. We thank our producer, who is Matt Strong. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. So from our audience here, and from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the team, thank you, and tune in when we play Just a Minute!